The owners of Virgin Trains, Sir Richard Branson and Stagecoach, shared more than £50 million in dividends from the West Coast mainline shortly before abandoning their East Coast contract. The government had to take back control of the East Coast line and missed out on £2 billion of franchise payments. Virgin Trains said the West Coast line had exceeded its targets to the taxpayer. Bruce Williamson from Rail Future, which campaigns for better train services, says the franchise system isn't working.
It's part of the logic, isn't it? You provide a good service, you make more money out of it. That's the incentive that privatisation is supposed to bring to the railway. On the other hand, of course, it's very obvious that passengers don't like the idea that when they're paying a huge amount for their rail fares, we have amongst the most expensive fares in Europe, that someone is making a big profit out of them.
A British mountain biker has been shot dead in the French Alps.